This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. The nation pays homage to the social reformer and activist Mahatma Jyotiba Phule on his birth anniversary today. Born on this day in 1827, Mahatma Phule, along with his wife Savitri Phule, had championed the cause of women's education and empowerment besides fighting for the removal of caste system and untouchability. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and other prominent parliamentarians and dignitaries will pay floral tributes to Jyotiba Phule at Prerna Sthal in Parliament House premises. A number of functions have been organized in different parts of the country to mark this occasion. The United States and Iran will hold direct talks in Islamabad today to end weeks of conflict in West Asia region. The U.S. delegation will be led by Vice President J.D. Vance alongside U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff and advisor Jared Kushner. Iran will be represented by Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagheer Ghalibaf. He is among the highest-ranking officials remaining in leadership following Israeli strikes that reportedly killed several senior figures, including Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Talks are expected to focus on Iran's nuclear enrichment program, ballistic missile development, and the Strait of Hormuz, where hundreds of oil tankers remain stranded or delayed. India has expressed deep concern over the rising number of civilian casualties in Lebanon amid continued strikes by Israel despite the two-week ceasefire in West Asia. It asserted that the protection of civilians remains its foremost priority. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the current situation is very disturbing, particularly given India's long-standing commitment to peace and stability in the region. He underlined respect for sovereignty and territorial integrity of states.
India has always emphasized the protection of civilians as the foremost priority. Observing international law and respecting sovereignty and territorial integrity of states is essential. Our embassy in Lebanon remains in close touch with the Indian community for the safety and security.
The government has approved 52 new applications under Round 3 of the Production-Linked Incentive PLI scheme for textiles. Ministry of Textiles said that these applicants have committed an investment of 6,708 crore rupees with an expected turnover of 21,186 crore rupees. Nearly 3.98 crore passengers travelled through Vande Bharat Express trains in the financial year 2025-26, marking a remarkable surge in passenger patronage on the network. This reflects year-on-year growth of nearly 34% from 2.97 crore passengers in the financial year 2024-25. The Asian Development Bank, ADB, has raised India's growth forecast for the current financial year to 6.9% from 6.5%. According to ADB's Asian Development Outlook, growth in India is expected to remain robust in the current fiscal, underpinned by strong domestic demand, easing financial conditions, and lower US tariffs on Indian goods. India's foreign exchange reserves jumped by over $9 billion to reach at $697.121 billion for the week ended 3rd of April. According to the Reserve Bank of India, country's foreign exchange reserves witnessed a strong rebound in the first week of April, recovering from the previous week decline. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals extended their winning streak, registering a fourth consecutive victory with a 6-wicket win over Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati last night. Chasing a victory target of 202 runs, Rajasthan Royals produced a clinical chase, reaching the target comfortably in 18 overs for the loss of 4 wickets. Vaibhav Suryavanshi was declared player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.